Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, this is Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I just want to thank the Lord for his blessings and his goodness that he gives to us to be on the prayer line. So let us begin with a word of prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom to come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, we come to you, the throne of grace, Father, to pray and to lift up others that come to join us on the prayer line. And Lord, may you be with us, Father. We asking for you to pour out your Holy Spirit. And Lord, to give us a testimony, a prayer request, to share, to read scriptures, to sing songs. Lord, may you bless each and every one that join us on the prayer line. And Lord, I would like to read a scripture from the book. Father, we are dealing with many things in this world. Jesus Christ has mentioned to us in Matthew that soon we will be seeing so much trouble upon this earth. So, Father, we just thank for your warning that we shall warn our brothers and sisters, warn those that don't understand. So, Father, we pray and asking all these blessings. And not only that, Father, the ones that are listening on this prayer line from other countries, Father, I'm asking you to reveal them your word, which is in the Bible, the troubled times that we will have in this world. So give them wisdom, give them knowledge, Father, that they may understand, too, what is thy will and how we shall serve thee. And we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, as we come together, do you know this number? We just want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us tonight, and we pray that you all may be blessed by listening, hearing the word, even sharing your testimonies. And we just want to give God thanks for all his blessings. He brought us through another week. Now we begin on the first day of the week. Now let us all come together and let us worship him and praise him, because truly all honor and glory is his. So let us come with prayers and thanksgiving. Amen. And I will read from the scriptures. Sisters and brothers, when we read from the Revelation, and Father, I'm asking for the blessing of the reading of your word, Father. We need thine holy scriptures. We're asking you to bless these scriptures. We're asking you to give us knowledge and understanding and wisdom that we may know your will. So please be with us as we read the scriptures and give each and every one an understanding that we stand in need of. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I'm reading from Revelation chapter. This is chapter 1 and verses 20. I'm reading this for a reason, and I'm trying to share with you all. I'm just reading this chapter, this verse 20. It says, the mystery of the seven stars, which are the golden candlestick. Seven stars are the angels of the seven churches. Candlestick, which thou sawest, are the seven churches. Now, I want to read you something else from Genesis, because very important, we need to study line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. I'm going to read Genesis chapter 2 and verse 1, and it says, thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to give some information why I read those scriptures about the seven, Amen. But I will begin to open the line for brothers and sisters so they can begin to share, because I want to make sure that everybody has that opportunity to, amen, to share. So I see one line, one person had pressed one. And after she pressed one, I want to share something, because I want my brothers and sisters to, you know, to be able to speak on these things, what we are hearing today. 272-770, your line is open. Can you give us your name, where you're calling from?
Yes, amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Tymiko from Pennsylvania, and I'm so happy to be on the prayer line this evening with all my dear beloved brothers and sisters. And I would like to sing a song, if I may. I surrender all. I'm so grateful. I just want to say I'm very grateful for everything the Lord has done for me. He has provided my every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And that's found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. So I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and all glory, because he is so worthy to be praised. And he takes good care of myself, my family, and all of us precious brothers and sisters that's on this prayer line this evening. So I thank him for everything. Amen. And I just sing. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will end. trusting in His presence freely. Lord, I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now.
Praise the Lord. I have a scripture I'd like to read also in the Bible. Psalms chapter 20. Amen. Amen. Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 through 8. Thank you, Father. Amen. Bless the scripture as I read, dear Lord. Please give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let the Holy Spirit be my teacher and guide. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade, your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, and he shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with all my beloved brothers and sisters on the prayer line. And my prayer request always is to lift up all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. I'm lifting up Sister Leola and her family, Brother Ray, and her precious jewels, Nicole and Jarvis. I lift up Sister Powell and all of her precious children, her grandchildren, and her precious Jews in Jamaica. I lift up Sister Stephanie as well and her precious Jews, KJ and Kaja. And I'm lifting up Brother Eli and his mom, Rose, Brother O'Neill, Sister Continelli, Brother Akeem James, and also lifting up Sister Carla. And I hope I didn't leave any names out. Sometimes I forget all the names, but I lift all my brothers and sisters up on this prayer line this evening. God bless you all. I love you all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko. But I want to share something with you, brothers and sisters, after I just give God thanks for Sister Tamika's song and also the scripture she read. And I want to praise God. All we surrender. We surrender it all to Christ because you know what? What can we carry? We can't carry no burdens. It gets too heavy for us. So we have to surrender to him. But sisters and brothers, I read to you Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. And I read Genesis chapter 2, 1 through 3, talking about the seven candles, the number seven. The number seven is a complete number, and it's a sacred number. Now I want to share something with you because my husband and I was looking at a document by Brad Matrix. I'm going to send the number out, this message out to my brothers and sisters, and we need to look at this, and we need to pray on this. There's two things that I want to just bring to your mind, or a memory, I would say. I want to bring first the seven, breaking down the Statue of Liberty. You know what? I never really thought about the Statue of Liberty, but that Statue of Liberty, as he broke it down, it is strictly of Satan. Because now let me break it down for you. First of all, the seven stars, the seven spikes, the spikes or the points that's on the head, or those seven are supposed to be sacred. Seven is sacred, and then also he has six of the headlights, the lights in his head, in her head, the Liberty, Statue of Liberty. Now, when I send this out, I'm asking you to please pray and listen to it. Man, talking about the Statue of Liberty. Now, the Statue of Liberty also has a fire. She has this hand she raised up with the fire in her hand. And first of all, the number seven represents God. Because number seven is 7-day week. He got seven candlesticks. As I read, everything God has is seven, mean complete. So as this person was of riches, and he built this statue for a purpose. And don't you know, I learned that this statue has Illuminati characteristics. They said the Illuminati and the Freemasons built that for the United States, and she has codes, and this man had, he said, doing his for history and also for a lot of searching and researching. The code has been broken. So what the guy is saying that this statue was put up by a lot of Illuminati, and he got so much depth information. So I'm going to send it out to you, and you go and read it for yourself. I can't mention it all, but the main two of this statue, he had number seven, and he had any mention of that fire. But there's other points. Remember, the fire in Revelation chapter 12, when the Bible tells us that Satan cast out a flood of water, and Satan also called himself using those little flame of fire as his, not a signal. He said it what it was, a symbol. It's a symbol of Satan. Meaning, and the guy was talking about it, it means that Satan is the light bearer. And so you see what that raised up. And that's what the Bible says, he's the light bearer. But the sad thing about it, they were on the target, but the lady and the other two guys that were seeking the information, they had one guy came in there to tell them that, yes, the name Lucifer is, he's breaking it down to them, saying that the Lucifer is the light barrier. And now Lucifer is more or less, is something that is a good thing. Yes. And they say, and the Bible says nothing but good about Lucifer. And he say, no, it's not the devil. So for you to get a better understanding of it, because I can't quote everything to the point, but I'm trying to give you some points. Sisters and brothers, this is, I'm telling you, the things that we are seeing coming up in the world, how things begin to open up, God open up all these things for us to see how Satan is working in the world. Sisters and brothers, open your eyes, study your Bible, and seek, go look at the internet and compare the scriptures with these things so you can understand the time we're living in, because it's very close. And as the guy was saying, he said they have the stigmas on everything in the world, on the buildings, and that's the truth. Because don't you know, the Messianic stamp is on the post office. It's on major things. So we are to be searching, like Christ says, search those scriptures like a hidden treasure, and to get to know what God is saying, because we are truly living in these last days. And the man even mentioned how these people are seeking to kill 6,000 or 6 million people. Yes, to get rid of so many people. And that is the plan, to get rid of people. So brothers and sisters, put in the line, and I will send this out to people, and then they can send it out to somebody else. Praise God. So now I just wanted to share that with you and let you know. So I will open the line for my brothers and sisters that has pressed one. Amen? So give me a second here. Let me open my tablet back up. Amen. So let me open the line for 518-744, and I'm going to open the next line for my sister. I got someone else that I will open the line for. So just be patient, and we want to welcome all on the prayer line. So be patient, and I will open your line next, okay? We have 518-744. Your line is open. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mayla, for opening my line. This is Brother Rick, and just praising the Lord for another day, for another beautiful Sabbath that we had, for his goodness and his mercy to us, and just thanking Sister Tomiko for her song, All to Jesus I Surrender. And now, brothers and sisters, Sister Leola was talking, yes, we must surrender all to Jesus now, because, sister, you were talking about the Statue of Liberty. If you look into that, France sent that as a gift to the United States, but what was France doing at that time? They were an atheistic nation at that time, so nothing good, nothing godly is going to come out of that. And, yeah, there's a lot of symbolism of, you know, satanic symbolism in those things. Our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., was laid out. And the Pentagon, we think of the pentagram, which is a satanic symbol. The Pentagon is that symbol. So we have all these things in our nation's history. Satan has been very patient in laying out his plan and trying to deceive souls and get us thinking that these things are nothing. So we must be on our guard. And, you know, I have a little bit of a testimony. I was talking to my nephew today, which I talk to him every Sunday as he's driving truck, and we converse about many different things, and we just got on the subject of, you know, where we are in the stream of time and how close, you know, Jesus is to coming. We don't have a day nor an hour, but we do know that the time is near, and it's very easy to get distracted. And, you know, this morning I got up early to do my devotions, and I had every intention of reading and having my prayer time, and I got outside for a minute, and I got distracted. So many things needed to be done. And then I had a phone call, and somebody was coming over to my house to pick up a car, which I'll tell you that story in a minute. And I just got totally distracted and lost all track of what was going on. And before I knew it, people were here and everything was going on, and I did not get my devotions in nor my prayer time. And I'm just thinking about that. You know, we have to be intentional. We have to be diligent and not let anything steal that time away from us, because I did not feel good about that all day long. And I asked the Lord to forgive me, and tomorrow morning when I get up, I am going to do my devotions first, and then I can go into the rest of the day, and whatever comes will come, but Christ will have had that first part, that best part of the day. So just brothers and sisters, let's be diligent, let's be intentional about our time with Him, and let's not get caught in the snares of Satan, because he's trying to snare us all the time to, you know, distract us and keep us from having our time with Christ. I was actually on the prayer line on Friday evening, and my lights went out in the house, power went out. And so I just walked outside. I was listening to the brother. His presentation was a very excellent presentation. I was extremely interested in hearing him. So I went outside for a moment just to see, you know, see what was going on. You know, we have no power, and I didn't hear any noises or anything. But I went out, and there was smoke coming out of the field across the road from my house. And, man, that's really strange. Maybe a car ran off the road, and they threw some flares out, and it wasn't coming to me what this was all about. And all of a sudden, I looked up, I heard some, just a little thumping noises, and as a car went by, and I couldn't see that car because it went past my house and behind some trees, but all of a sudden another car came up, and just in front of my eyes, I saw the hood fly up, and the car skidded around sideways and came to a stop right straight across the middle of the road, and traffic started slowing down on both sides and stopped, and a power line had come down, and we had hit that power line. Actually, two cars did, and it totaled both cars. They were not drivable. The hood got pulled up and into the windshield, smashed the windshield, and this young man got out, and he was very distraught. He was scared, and he was running around, and you know, his hands on his head, and just didn't like he, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do with. So I quick got off the prayer line. I had to call 911. Excuse me. And they came. They sent some the fire company out. But I was just talking with this young man, and you know, got him calmed down a little bit. Told me, you know, you need to call your insurance company. Call somebody who can come pick you up. And the car was not drivable, you know. And so I don't know what to do with my car. So you can just leave it in my driveway. You know, he's only 100 feet from the end of my driveway. So we'll just push it over and, you know, get it into the driveway. You can leave it there until you figure out what to do with it. And he said, I'm a spiritual man. He says, I've got these eyes on my keys and on my mirror. And I said, eyes? And he takes out his keys and he shows me, here's this little eyeball. If you look at the dollar bill, you will see the on the back of that, I believe there is a pyramid with an all-seeing eye on top of that. Well, that is a satanic symbol also. And he's carrying these eyes around on his keys to ward off evil spirits, he tells me. So we talked a little bit, and I told him, brother, I said, I believe that there are evil spirits, but we don't have to fear them, you know. I said, God is able to take care of us, and I said, it was God who took care of you tonight. You did not receive any harm to your body. I mean, his car was a mess. I mean, there's a wire hanging across the road. It, you know, he could have easily been hurt or killed. And so actually it took about 2.5 hours, and his father came and got him. They were vacationing about 1.25 hours away from here. He's from Pennsylvania. This is a young man. And I told him, you know, I gave him my phone number, so he's texting me, and he said, I'll see if I'm getting the car. And I said, well, don't worry about it. Just, you know, just go. And the poor guy was shaking even 1.5 hours after this happened. He couldn't get his hands to stop shaking. And I told him, you know, you just go get some rest. We'll figure this out. So we started texting on Sabbath, you know, back and forth a little bit. He was telling me what was going on with his car. And I just told him, brother, you know, you need to be grateful that, you know, you were safe. You know, this is an awesome thing. I said, God performed a miracle for you, and he is stronger than any evil spirit. So I said, you don't need to fear the spirits. You need to fear God. And I'm hoping to get a chance to talk to him again. I did not have any books with me right at the moment to give him, so I was not able to give him one, but he told me he would contact me later on. I'm going to try to get his address and maybe send him some more information. So just want to keep Austin in our prayers, Sister Leola. He's this young man. And, you know, I also, Friday night, I mentioned my wife is having serious heart issues still, and she has got an appointment in Albany, which is about 1.5 hours away from us, to go see a heart specialist down there. She was not able, it takes about 2 months to get an appointment. She had an appointment after she visited her doctor up here, and 6 days they got her appointment down there, and they said it's very serious. So we will be heading down there on Thursday to, you know, see what the doctor says and see if there's anything that they can do. The medications that they have her on are really causing a lot of problems with her kidneys, with her liver, with her thyroid. Her hands and feet go numb. Her heart is beating too slowly, but the medication is keeping it beating a little slower. Her hands and feet are cold all the time. So I'm just asking prayer for my wife and also for my daughters, Ashley and Anita, and the rest of my family, too. And I've been keeping all my brothers and sisters in prayer. Brother Jarvis, I've been keeping him in prayer, Sister Leola. And, you know, I know that God is able and he is willing. And he just needs one little sign from those young people, and he will be in there in a moment saving them from themselves. So I have full confidence in him that he will bring that about, but it's going to be in his time, and we need to be faithful in lifting up those young people to the Lord. So, you know, Sister Tamiko is praying for her son also, and every time I pray for my daughter, I remember Sister Tamiko's son and also Sister Leola's son. So let's keep them in prayer, and I just thank you for opening the line, Sister, and for your faithfulness in serving in that capacity. So just appreciate that, and thank you very much.
Amen, 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 Brother Rick. I'm so sorry to hear that the young man was in a car. He was in a car accident in front of your house, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. But God was so good to have you there to help him out. And also, I heard you speaking about your wife and her hands and her feet are cold.
Yes.
You take a heating pad and kind of wrap it up with, put a heating pad on her foot. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, actually, she'll go in and sometimes she'll take a bath or a shower to warm up. I mean, when it's hot out, she's sweating and very hot, but then at night when it cools down, then her hands and feet get cold, and, you know, she'll take her pulse, and her heartbeat will be down in the low 50s, which, you know, her heart rate was usually in the 80s all of her life, and these medications are slowing her heart rate down. trying to control that, but they're slowing it down too much, so she gets cold easily when it's cold out, but when it's hot out, then she's hot all the time. So I just pray the Lord will lead us to the right person, the right information that we need to help her without these damaging medications, sister. These medications are killing people. She was she researched these medications because she works in a doctor's office, and one of these medications was black flagged by the FDA because half of the people that were taking this died from taking it. And why are they giving it to you? Well, this is the only one that they have that'll work, and this is the least harmful of the ones that they want to give her. I said, well, I don't want you taking any of them, but, you know, he thinks she has to do what the doctor says for now, and so we're going down to get a second opinion and to see a specialist rather than just the doctor up here, and I'm just praying the Lord will lead us to somebody who can work without all these medications. I truly believe that Satan is in the midst of all these medications. It clouds people's minds and their judgment. They do not, they cannot hear the Holy Spirit. You know, when these mind-numbing drugs are taking hold of them, and God has better ways, but we need to seek that out, and we need to trust in Him. And I know there are certain medications people take that keep them alive, and I'm not against all medications, but some of these things are just very dangerous, and they should not be used. And as Brother Akeem pointed out, and Brother Yudi also, the root word for sorcery in the scriptures is pharmakete, which the pharmaceutical industry gets. Pharmaceuticals. That's the root word. Is the same root word as sorceries in the Bible. So that tells me that Satan has his agents working on these things to cloud people's minds so they cannot listen to God's Holy Spirit speaking to them. So I'm just praying we can get her on a better course of treatment that will not cause these problems. So.
Amen, amen. Well, we will lift that up in prayer, Brother Brother Rick, when I open some lines. I just want to thank you, and I know that you are a sincere brother, and the Lord will, and you know, when God says that you're the head of the home, and you pray and you talk to the Lord as God's will, when you talk to Him, He's going to do according because of the head, and He will take care of you. So I believe that, brother. So you just be, you just keep faith in your Father and in His Son. And God will work it out. So thank you for coming on and sharing. And, you know, I forgot to mention something else on that note, Brother Rick, about that that statue, the Statue of Liberty. There was one part in the Statue of Liberty that the Masons built that statue. They built that statue with 151 feet. And when you look at that, don't you know it adds up to the number? All the things about them adds up to the number 7. And, you know, only God's word supposed to be sacred in 7, but they're religiously, and they use the same thing the word of God used. They use the word to do their bidding. But you know that's the devil. That's the enemy. So we just want to thank God for revealing the enemy and showing us who we are not to worship. But I give God the praise, sisters and brothers, and we're going to open other lines. And we just want to thank God for you and that you have patience. You're patient to hold on. So I'm going to go to the next line. And I just want to thank Brother Rick again for coming on and sharing. And continue to be with us here as brothers and sisters worshiping together, and how he support this prayer line. So thank you, brothers and sisters. This is support. So let me open the next line, and that is 917-981. Your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Amen. Good night, sisters and brothers. My name is Daitri, also known as Daisy. This is my first time on the prayer line. I was referred to by my sister, Tamiko. I've known Tamiko a long time. He's not in the domestic violence shelter. And I'm here to ask for a prayer for my boyfriend. He's going through a very hard time. First and foremost, I want to thank the Lord for another day of life, another week of life. I want to thank him for the health, the strength, the guidance, the wisdom, the courage, and the faith to keep going on. Because without him, I wouldn't be where I am today. He has done very, very, and very much for me and my family, me and my kids. I'm a single mom who had four kids. And God has always put me and my kids through a lot of hard times. He's always been there for us, and he will always be there for us. And I thank you for all his blessings. I am very blessed. I'm blessed that you guys, and thankful that you guys accept me on this prayer line. And I'm very thankful and blessed to my dear friend, Tamiko, who referred me to this prayer line. And like I said, my prayer, like I would like to ask, is for my boyfriend. He's going through a very rough time. People have put evil stuff on him, and they're trying to put negative energy and negative forces around him. And I need a prayer for him because he's a good person. I also need a prayer for myself, because I'm going through a little bit of a rough time. I lost my daughter about a year and a half ago in a terrible car accident. My daughter was 23 years old. Of my four kids, she was the eldest. She was the second mom of the house. And there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't miss her, and I think about her, and I wish that she was here. But I've come to the terms that I know God needed to take her for a bigger, bigger, bigger fight up there, because he needed his biggest angels up there to fight. I need a prayer for her as well, for justice, because it was a terrible car accident on Thanksgiving 2020. And she and my son-in-law both passed away on scene. They were not driving. It was my other daughter's boyfriend that was driving, and he was speeding. Prayer that I would need is God to give justice on this situation. And again, thank you very much for welcoming me into this prayer line. I'm very, very blessed, and I'm thankful. And hopefully... Not hopefully. I will be back again. But like I said, it's my first time. So I'm trying just the best way I can. So thank you very much.
Amen, amen, sister. Can you give me your name again, please?
Okay. And I'm Guy.
Say that again. I didn't catch it.
Guy? Like a guy? And tree.
Oh, Guy. Okay, Guy. I got
yes,
it.
It's Hindu. It's a Hindu name. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Oh, bless the Lord, all our soul, because, you know, the sister have joined us on the prayer line. You know, sister, while we are here on the prayer line, praising God for you and thanking him for you to come to join us. The most important thing for us is to, for God is to bless you with his saving grace and his mercy. So give me just a second. First of all, we want to thank you for joining us on the prayer line. We praise God for your blessings that Sister Tamiko sent you to be able to come here for prayers, because this prayer line, that's what we do. And we thank you for joining us. And not only that, and that you said you would come back, and we appreciate that you coming back, because truly, when we are on this prayer line, we pray that everything on this prayer line is God's will and God's word to be on this prayer line. So we ask that you would please be back with us. And we're going to be on next on Thursday. And then on Friday, we on 3 days a week. We on Thursday, Friday and Sunday. And you can get the word here and you get prayers. You lift it up. You lift your family up. And as you said, lift your boyfriend up. We're going to lift that up in prayer. And may God be with you and bless you and your family. So we're going to lift that up in prayer right now just to thank God for you and ask him to help and strengthen you and your boyfriend. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, Lord, once again, Lord, before this guy and her little testimony about her daughter was in that car accident. Father, nobody but you know all about it. When she was in that car accident, Lord, you allow her to be taken. And now, Lord, she's resting, not in heaven, but she's resting until you come back. So, Heavenly Father, we pray, Father, for her. We pray for the mother that she would allow you to help strengthen her, Lord, because we know that her daughter is in peace. Because she has no more worries, and she's not going to wake up until Christ comes back. So, Father, please be with the mother. Lord, she has other children, and we ask that you would give us strength, and that she may care for them and take care of them, Father, to train them up in the way the Lord say train them up, in the way they should go. And also, Father, she asked for prayers for her boyfriend. Father, you know all about this situation. And, Father, we just pray and lift him up to you, Father, that he come closer to you. Because we cannot do nothing without Christ. And if we don't draw closer, Father, we have so many trials. We have so many tribulations. So, please, draw him nearer to you, Father, that he may know you. And also that they may understand the will of God. So please have mercy upon him. And I'm asking you to lead and guide him and teach him thy word, that he can be a helpmeet, that he can help Sister Guy and help her in many ways. So thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So thank you so much for coming to join us in. And God be with you as you listen here on the prayer line. So please stay with us because the message is very powerful. Even though, sister, like you said, your first time on here and you may not understand everything, but by and by, long as you stay with us and listen, by God's grace, he will give you understanding of everything is being preach, teach to you. So God bless you and keep you. Amen. So brothers and sisters, I will go to the next person that pressed one. And I just want to thank my brothers and sisters for coming on and sharing. And I'm going to open the next line and may everyone be patient. Press one. And so you can share. So I'm going to open the line for 95232. Your line is open and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. Just want to thank God for today. Today we all on this prayer line. I just want to ask read the script, ask prayer for the 2-year-old baby. Not too far from me, was beaten in the head by his mother's boyfriend and his mother. And then the mother coated the baby in a duffel sack down the street to the cousin's house and put the baby in the garbage can with no top. So the cousins come out and shot outside and they was talking and they seen something sticking out the garbage can, something black. So they went to the garbage can and said, well, what is this in my garbage can? So they went walk and look, and they said, somebody put a Bepa bag in my garbage can. So they looked, and they took got somebody to take it out and open it up. And they said, a baby cut up in here. But while they was doing that, the police was already searching the camera because she had already called the police, say somebody took the baby. But the police was tracing it anyway because it's downtown the city of Houma. And that they already know she was telling lies that nobody took the baby. That baby, they was, he, the police scared him walking downtown to get to the cousin house with the baby in a duffel bag, and they come back, they scan them with no duffel bag. So that's why when they went to get them, they know they was already arrested. So they had a candlelight for the baby yesterday, and they charging them with they're gonna give them the capital or something like that, sent there, something like that. But you just want to keep this 2-year-old baby and boy in prayer today, and the fam. I know that I'm friends with the little boy grandmother. The dad is baby. The mother was the one with the baby, and the man, which they say he was on heroin. Young people. So we just want prayer. Let me read this prayer. Dear God, I pray for those who have chosen to turn from you. Lord, I pray that something in their heart will make them change their minds about you. May they experience your love, Lord, in all its fullness, and may they be compared by this to know you more. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So you just want to thank the Lord and keep all the young folks in prayer and pray that they come into God, which we pray daily. But one day soon the Lord will get them in. And I want to give my Tamika's sister thank you, welcome for coming to the prayer line, and I expect that you continue to coming no matter what. If you and your boyfriend get into it, sister, come on in because it'll help you more. Don't worry about him. Just come to the prayer line, and you'll find yourself feeling better and better, and you'll want to come more and more, and just worry about you praying for him, and don't worry about nothing else. And may God bless you, sister. And Brother Rick, we praying for your wife. Amen. God bless. Keep the rest of our family members off the line, on the line in prayer. Amen. God bless the hope. And keep Sister Power in prayer overseas. Amen.
Amen. Brother John coming?
No, ma'am. That would be it.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, well, Sister Brenda, we thank you for coming on and sharing. And, oh, mercy, it's so sad to hear. We had heard about something like that here in Baton Rouge, but we didn't get it all the information. What a sad story. But we're going to lift up the family. Because there's no need in praying for the baby. The baby is gone. So when we just got to pray for the family because, you know, that is sad, and I know the rest of the family going through. So we're going to lift that up in prayer, and we're going to lift up Brother John and yourself and your family in prayer. And, you know, because prayer is needed, sisters and brothers. We don't know what's going to happen the next minute. On the next hour or the next day, things are happening every day, and I just want to say this, that, you know, my husband and I were listening to the internet, and we hearing about this nuclear that people almost wanting to prepare the New Yorkers for the nuclear. So we just got to pray, because we just don't know what's going to happen the next moment. So let us just keep one another in prayer. And we're going to lift all this up in our prayer in a little bit. Amen. So thank you once again, Sister Brenda, and God be with you and Brother John as we continue on the prayer line. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I'm going to go to the next caller. And if there's anyone else, we ask you, please press 1 because our speaker will be on about 7:30. So you have time to share. So we're asking you to press 1, but we're going to open the next line. Amen. 857-505. Your line is, give us your name.
Amen.
And what you're calling for.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, everyone on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love, Sister Miola. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Sister Miola, I have a prayer request, my beloved sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mother. Lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Miola. Don't forget to pray for Brother Samuel, Sister Miola. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jamal, because Brother Jamal's in the hospital. So please lift him up in prayer. And Sister Miola, I want to say to Sister Daisy on this prayer line, welcome. Welcome on this prayer line, Sister Daisy, for your first time. May the Lord bless you, my dear sister. Yes, Sister Daisy, Sister Viola, I'm praying for Sister Daisy that the Lord will make her come on this prayer line, that the Lord will bring a message for her, Sister Viola, that the Lord will make her come to preach this word on this prayer line, preach the gospel message on this prayer line, Sister Viola, because Sister Viola, God is good. He's a marvelous God, Sister Viola. He's a awesome God, beloved. My beloved brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord. Remember this, brothers and sisters. God is able. God is able to do all things. He's an amazing God. I like to thank God for his love, Sister Miola. Sister Miola, I would say to Sister Daisy, come preach on this prayer line, Sister Daisy. God will give you a word to speak on this prayer line, Sister Daisy. The Lord will deliver you, my dear Sister Daisy. Sister Daisy, make sure you tell Brother Brandon to enjoy this prayer line, because this prayer line is very important. Tell him that the prayer line is very important. Tell him that the prayer line is praying for him. The prayer line will encourage him at this moment, my dear sister. And Sister Tamiko, may God bless you, my dear Sister Tamiko, on the prayer line. I'm praying for Sister Keisha. I'm praying for Brother Taiwan. I'm praying for Sister KPN. I'm praying for Sister Dalty. I'm praying for Sister Dalty Jr. I'm praying for Brother Kidney. And I'm lifting up Sister Elizabeth in prayer to Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I'm lifting up Sister Marianne. And Sister Miola, I hope Brother Shackle's on this prayer line. Brother Shaka, Sister Tamiko's friend. I hope he's on this prayer line, Sister Tamiko, for his first time, my beloved sister. Tell him to come share, Sister Tamiko, just like Sister Daisy shared this prayer line. Tell him to come share this prayer line, Sister Tamiko, because Sister Tamiko, God will break every chain for him at this moment, Sister Tamiko. God will deliver him, Sister Tamiko. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised. Sister Miola, I feel like praying right now. I feel the presence of the Lord. Amen and amen. Amen. God bless, Sister Miola.
Amen.
Yes,
go ahead.
Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. God, you are excellent, God. You are awesome, God. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. How excellent is your name, Lord. God, we come to you, God. We come in your presence, God, because, God, there is no one else like you, God. God, I want to thank you, God, that Sister Miola is hosting the prayer line, God. We ask you, God, to strengthen and Sister Miola, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Miola, God. God, we ask the God to strengthen her, Lord. God, 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 we want to lift up Brother Jamal, who's in the hospital, Lord. We ask the God, our Brother Jamal, God, to come home safe, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Brother Jamal, God, while he's in the hospital, Lord. We ask the God, allow the nurses, God, and the doctor, God, to send him home, Lord. We ask the God, allow him to pray, Lord. Allow him to pray more, God. God, 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 allow Brother Jamal to call your name, Lord. Allow him to call your name, Lord. Because God, you're amazing, God. God, God, you're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Lords. God, 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 you're awesome, God. We ask the God to touch him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask the God to touch him, Lord. We ask the God to touch him at this moment, Lord. Allow him to feel your touch right now, Lord. We ask the God at this moment, Lord, come bless us, God. God, bless Sister Tamiko, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Tamiko, Lord. We ask the God to come bless her family members, Lord. God, watch over Sister Tamiko's mother, too, Lord. Sister Dorothy, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen Sister Tamiko's mother, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Dorothy Jr. God, God, we want to lift up Brother Kidney, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen them, Lord. We ask the God to cover them, God, with your blood. We ask the God to watch over them, Lord. We ask the God to come protect them, God. God, we want to lift up God, we want to lift up everyone to you, God. God, 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 we want to lift up Sister Daisy to you, God, who comes on the prayer line, God, for her first time, Lord. We ask you, God, to We ask God to strengthen Sister Daisy, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask the God to cover her, God, with your righteousness, Lord. We ask the God to cover her, God, with your blood, Lord. God, God, we ask the God, allow Sister Daisy, God, to come in this prayer line, God, to preach your word, God, on this prayer line, Lord. We ask the God to give her the words to speak, God, on this prayer line, Lord. We ask the God in the name of Jesus, we ask the God to get Sister Daisy the victory, Lord. Get the deliverance, Lord. Break every chain, God, for her, Lord. Break every chain at this moment, Lord, for Sister Daisy, Lord. Allow Sister Daisy to say hallelujah because, God, you're good for her, Lord. God, God, you're faithful to her, Lord. God, God, we ask the God to come deliver her, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask the God to strengthen her, Lord. God, God, deliver her, God, at this moment, Lord. We ask the God to give her the strength, Lord. God, 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 Sister Daisy, cry out to you, Lord. Sister Daisy, cry out to you, Lord, for help, Lord. We ask the God to come deliver her, Lord. Come deliver her, Lord. Deliver her right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. God, bless Brother Brandon, Lord. Watch over Brother Brandon, Lord. Bless Brother Brandon, Lord. God, 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 bless Brother Taiwan, Lord. God, bless Sister KDN, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen them, Lord. We ask the God to watch over them, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen them, Lord. We ask the God to cover Brother Taiwan, Lord. We ask the God to take off that stony heart of his, Lord. We ask the God to give him a heart of flesh, Lord God. God, we ask the God who wants to live for Sister Elizabeth, Lord, who is in the nursing home, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen Sister Elizabeth, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Elizabeth, Lord. We ask the God to touch our Sister Elizabeth right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless Sister Elizabeth, Lord. Bless us, God. We'll bless Sister Marianne, Lord. Watch over Sister Marianne, God. God, watch over Sister Dorothy, Lord. Watch over Sister Dorothy Jr., Lord. God, 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 we ask the God to cover them, God, with your blood, Lord. God, we ask the God to cover everyone, God, with your blood, Lord. Bless everyone, God, in this prayer line, God. Oh, God, watch over them, God. Watch over Brother Akeem James, God, who's come and preach on this prayer line, Lord. We ask the God to God bless him, Lord. Watch over him, God. Watch over Sister Stephanie, God. We ask the God to God bless Sister Stephanie, Lord. God, God bless Sister Carla, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Carla, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless everyone, God. Watch over everyone, God. God, watch over us, God. Watch over Sister Power, amen. God, who is in Jamaica, God. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Eli, we thank you for coming on and sharing with us and also lifting up prayers for brothers and sisters. And now we have another one that pressed one. We need to open her line. And we're going to open up 423-635. And Sister Carla, I'm asked if you could also bring the prayers in. And I want to share prayer for Brother Rick's wife, and you can give prayers. You can do prayers, and I want to do a prayer just to lift up and strengthen Brother Rick. Your line is open, Sister Carla. You can speak now. Four two three six three five. Is this Sister Carla?
Yes.
Four, two,
yes.
Three?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay.
What prayer did you want me to What did you want me to pray for? Or
up,
who? I'm so.
Yeah, just do a general prayer. Lift up, Brother Rick White, and I want to do just second the prayer for Brother Rick, because you know our brother, he's we need God to strengthen him, because I know it's a toll. So. We pray a general prayer. Lift up Tanico, Sister Brenda. Just lift up the prayer line, you know, as a whole. Amen.
Okay, yeah, because Brother Eli, yeah,
and don't
he
forget
did
Brother,
it, so,
Brother
okay.
Rick. Don't forget Brother Rick's family, Sister, and his wife. Amen.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen. And I just, before I go into prayer, I just want to share this reading from Sign of the Time. It says, that was the wrong one. I'm sorry. This is from Sign. No, it's not from Sign of the Time. It is from Gospel Workers, page 335. It said, those with whom God has entrusted his truth must possess the same beneficent spirit that Christ manifested. They must adopt the same broad plans of action. They should have a kind, generous spirit towards the poor, and in a special sense, God's steward. They must hold all they have, property, mental power, spiritual strength, not as their own, but only lent to them to advance the cause of Christ in the earth. Like Christ, they should not shun the society of their fellow men, but should seek it with the purpose of bestowing upon others the heavenly benefits they have received from God. And that's such a blessing, knowing that we are not our own. We belong to Christ. All that we have belongs to him, and we should encourage others and bless others when we can. And as you want me to lift up the prayers of others, you know, we're supposed to intercede for others. So let us pray. Kind and loving Father, I thank you ever so much for the blessing that you have given us. Lord, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins that I bring as I bring this prayer before you, that it will be answered not according to my will, but according to your will, Lord. I ask that you will bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters on the prayer line, the unspoken prayer requests, oh, Father, that's in our hearts, that only you we can share those with, Father. I ask that you will be with the Brother Rick family in the Markway. I ask that you will strengthen him for this time that he's going through, Lord. Please be with his wife, oh, Lord. You know what's happening. And nothing has caught you by surprise, oh, Father. But I ask that your will be done, oh, Father. I ask for peace and comfort within the home of the family, their children, their daughter, their grandchildren, that you will be with them and their spouses. And the children, fathers, oh, Lord, please help them to seek you. Help them to give their heart to you and to accept personal Savior. I also ask prayer for Sister Brenda and Brother John and their family, that you will continue to protect them and provide for them, that you will strengthen them and heal them, oh, Lord, of all infirmity, oh, Lord. I pray for Sister Tymeka and her family and the prayer requests that she desired, those that she wants us to pray for, Lord. And those that she meet time to time, oh, Lord, I ask that you will bless them, oh, Lord. I ask that they will open the books that has been given, that they will read and accept you, oh, Father. Accept your word, oh, Lord, knowing that you will in no wise cast them out if they accept you as their personal Savior. Again, Sister Stephanie, Sister, each and every one of us, oh, Father, Sister Katie, there's so many on and off the line, Lord, but I ask that you will be with them and that you will bless them. Brother Ricardo family, the Richardson family, oh, Lord, the dear young lady that I heard from, that's from Trinidad, Also, Brother Richardson is from Dear Father. And we just thank you for the variety of people from different places that come on here to testify of your goodness and to share in your love. And those that are in Canada, Japan, South Korea, Canada, and throughout the United States and also in the islands, oh, Lord, I ask that you will be with them, be with our neighbors and friends, Lord. We thank you ever so much. Bless Sister Leola and the Marquis and the work that she's doing, Lord. Be with her family and her friends, Lord. We thank you ever so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And thank you, Sister Carla, for your prayers, knowing that those prayers, God is ever waiting and listening to the prayers of the righteous. So I would like to lift up Brother Rick once again, our brother, our beloved brother in Christ and his family. Our Father, Lord, we come to you once again. Lord, as Sister Carla has already prayed, Father, I second that prayer. And Father, just to linger a little longer, Lord, the prayer that we come, Lord, to just lift up before you a little longer is for Brother Rick, Lord, asking for the strength, asking that you lead and guide him. Father, he believes in your health message. He believes in searching for someone, a naturopathic doctor, to help heal his wife. Lord, we bring this prayer to you, Father, because we don't know. We don't have no understanding about what you know, Father. There's a man and there's a person that you can bring him to, Lord. We know healing is in Jesus Christ, not in no man, but what Jesus Christ have said. He given us the leaves and the trees for the healing of the nation. But if we just practice that, and if we just go to someone that is, to go to that one that God has appointed, God will bless. And he will heal him through. He will heal him through Christ's hands. So Heavenly Father, please direct him to healing, power, in his hand. Father, we come to you asking this, Father, that the Holy Spirit may touch her heart, may help her to see her need, what Christ is talking to all of us, our need of Christ, her need of Christ, saying, my daughter, my children, surrender. As Sister Tamika sung the song, surrender all to him. Because it's nothing in our might that we can do, but it's in the mighty hand of Christ Jesus. So, Father, which art in heaven, we pray, Father, for your wisdom and knowledge to bless Brother Rick with power and understanding of that guidance, that when you direct him, Father, he will know without a shadow of a doubt this is the right place. So, Father, we lift him up to you to ask that you would have mercy upon him. Father, this is his wife, the mother of the children. Lord, longtime friend. Lord, he desires that his wife would be right there with him. Lord, Father, I'm just asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, hear our prayer. Lord, if there's anything, as Sister Carla mentioned, Father, that's sin, Lord, Father, we ask that you cleanse us, forgive us, Father, of our sins, that our prayers would enter through the gates of heaven and bless her. And letting her know that it's the grace of God that gives gifts. And the gift of God is eternal life. Lord, thank you right now. Lord, I lift up, as Sister Carla has prayed, I lift her up to you, Lord. Father, blessing her land.
blessing her, Father. I'm asking you to take care of her. Lord, in the darkest night, Lord, keep her, strengthen her, Lord, knowing that you are there for her. Lord, oh, Father, thank you. Lord, as we have prayed for Sister Di, Lord, also no trouble, Lord, Father, that you cannot touch, that you cannot fix. That's you, because you tell us you are deeper than the earth. You're wider than the sea and higher than the heavens. Oh, Father, all it belongs to you. So, Father, thank you so much for listening, asking to pray us. Father, we pray tonight that you, Holy Spirit, direct us and be with us on this prayer line and teach us, lead and guide us. Give us your understanding. As you said, keep my commandments and live. So, Heavenly Father, as you speak to us, what your commandments said, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. So in that, we should love the Lord. He said, if thou wilt keep my commandments, that is the very love that you have for me. So, Father, thank you for your love. So now, Lord, we're asking you to bless Brother Akeem tonight. We're asking you to give him the bread from heaven, Lord, that we may be fed. We may take it in. The Holy Spirit, help us to understand. Feed us, Father, till we want no more. All glory be to the name of God and his Son. So we thank you for this hour of prayer. We thank you for this hour of learning your word. Because soon and very soon, you say you're coming back for a prepared people. And Father, we must be prepared to receive our Savior. Oh, thank you, Father, for all these blessings. And Father, once again, bless your holy word as we begin to hear. Be with Brother Akeem. Teach him. Give him the word that which we need to hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being patient as we wait on Brother Akeem tonight. And by God's grace, I believe he's here. No, he's not here just yet, but he will be here in just a second. Brothers and sisters, I just want to share a little bit what I shared earlier about of liberty. As we were looking at the YouTube today, the Statue of Liberty does not stand for what we will call for freedom and justice. It doesn't stand for that, brothers and sisters. We need to search and know that Statue of Liberty stands as the Freemasons had built that up and stood it in the midst of the United States to that's their God. They build that image for a reason. That is Satan to be worshipped. So sisters and brothers, let us search these things for ourselves, to search the scriptures, because we will know they speak the truth. So let us go back. And like I said, I will send this YouTube video out to you so you can watch and prepare yourself. The Bible tells us if we warn not the people what's coming, brothers and sisters, it's coming. The time is coming when the mark of the beast will take its stand. And if we're not ready to stand for Christ, the Bible say, how shall we stand, brothers and sisters? We got to stand firm. Thing is, you learn what God wants you to learn. He wants you to know that the mark of the beast is the number of a man. And this man is stand today. And we got to get to understand these things. So please, study your word. And if you have any questions you need to ask, please contact someone. You can contact 225-337-4737. You can contact Sister Carla if you know Sister Carla. You can always contact somebody on this prayer line, and they can give you more information about the Word of God. He said, people perish for the lack of knowledge. Brothers and sisters, you don't want to perish because you missed out on knowledge. You don't want to perish because God is going to, I'm waiting on Brother Akeem. Let's see if he's on. He's not on yet, and I'm just sharing this with you. The Statue of Liberty, it holds that fire in her hand. She got it raised up. All those are symbol of the Freemason and the Illuminati. When I learned that today, you know, I knew quite a few things about certain things, but this was some new news to me. These people have an agenda, brothers and sisters, and their agenda is not to love you and I. It is the, and you know what else they're talking about? They're talking about getting rid of. There's a great stone in Georgia, and this great stone, it has direction. One pointing to the east, another one pointing, one going up to the sun. All these things mean something. Those rich folks have planted these things, and they worship the devil. So sisters and brothers, the Bible tells us to warn our sisters and brothers. If I don't warn you, if I don't tell you, sisters and brothers, your blood is on my hand. If I know something, I have to tell you. So please search out everything. And I want to share one more thing. As I was telling you earlier about the number 7, this statue, oh my goodness, this statue, the Statue of Liberty, it has 7. It has so many numbers of 7 in that statue. The statue has 7 spikes. It has 16. It has 16 lights, which they call the Statue of Liberty, the light barrier. Those lights that's all around her forehead, 16. And guess what the man showed me? 6 + 1 = 7. All of them, because I don't remember all. But, and also the statue height is 151, which adds up to 7. But he says some kind of way they had a +1 in there. Oh, sisters and brothers, I'm going to send this video out. But you know what? It is so unreal. They said that the statue is Lucifer. People don't believe it. The lady, the people that was searching out this stuff and reading the scriptures, I said, with all the information they read, it lined up with the word. So I just praise God that we know Christ said these things will be coming to pass. So search for yourself. Now let us go to the book and see if Brother Akeem have joined us. Amen? Because I'm not the speaker tonight, Brother Akeem. Okay, he's on with us. So let us put Brother Akeem on. Brother Akeem, we have offered up a word of prayer. I will open your line, 301-640. Your line is open. And Brother Akeem, I was just sharing the Statue of Liberty, and what I learned about it, that the Statue of Liberty has the sacred numbers of 7. They have many things that adds up to number 7 on the Statue of Liberty. And then also they talk about the fire in our hand, how it represents the Freemason and Illuminati, which serves the devil. And it's so powerful. So, Brother Akeem, your line is open. I'm handing it over to you because I got to shut up now. Amen? So you have it. You have the floor. Amen? Your line is open.
All right. You can hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Okay. That is very interesting. Thank you for giving me the opportunity once again, Sister Leola, and Advent Light, to be back on. And appreciate that. And just the times that I could spend here each Sunday with you all. And so my prayer is that as we go over the messages that we'll look at today, that it will be a blessing to each and every one of us. And so with that, let's have one more word of prayer as we continue in our study in Revelation 13. Father in heaven, illuminate our minds by Holy Spirit. Draw us ever closer to you, Father. Fill us, strengthen us, and do your great work within us, Lord. I pray, O God, that you might do in us your great work and save us at last. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right, friends, well, we have been studying Revelation 13. And so, if you have your Bibles with you, let's go to Revelation 13, and we will go to passages that we've been studying in verse 6, and that will help us to set up for the rest of what we've been studying. So, the last time, one of the things that we looked at was blasphemy against God, blasphemy against his name. And we saw that that was blasphemy against his character, because the name in Scripture, a person's name in Scripture, represents their character. And so as we look at this now today, we saw last time that that represents his character, the person's name represents their character, the examples that we have of that, not only their character but also their mission. We have the name of Christ. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, it tells us that his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins, right? And so as we look at this aspect, we realize that a person's name, in the case of Christ, it represented Christ's mission. And then on top of that, we also looked at the fact that Jacob's name represented the character that he would have. And for the majority of Jacob's life, his character was that of a deceiver. That's what Jacob means, one who deceives, a supplanter, a heel biter. And so in this case, when it says that he, that is, the first beast of Revelation 13, the papacy, when it says that he would blaspheme the name of God, it meant that he would do an attack on the very character of God. And it actually tells us in the previous verse how long he would do this attack, how long he would have the time to, in a very supreme sense, do this attack. And that was for 42 months. That's 1,260 days or 1,260 years. So the papacy would misconstrue the very character of God for the space of over a millennium in the minds of men and women and children, giving people the wrong understanding of who God really is. And then it says not only that, but it says the papacy would also seek to blaspheme the tabernacle of God. In other words, you remember, if we go in our Bibles to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 1, it tells us there, in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 1, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. So there is a sanctuary in heaven where Jesus Christ, not an earthly priest, Jesus Christ himself, actual high priest, there is a literal sanctuary up there, and it's patterned, according to Paul as well in Hebrews chapter 9, it's patterned after the Old Testament sanctuary, but it is on a more grand scale. Now it is Jesus who is the only priest in that sanctuary, the only mediator between God and man. And what would happen is that you remember when Jesus did his work on earth, he was fulfilling the first operations that were done in the courtyard of the sanctuary. That first operation was for the sinner to bring their sacrifice it. The priest would then offer the fat of that animal upon the burnt altar or the altar of burnt offering to be burned up, to be consumed. And as that took place, then what would happen is the priest would then purify himself and he would enter in to the actual first compartment of the sanctuary, the holy place. And friends, this was to represent what Jesus would do in his earthly ministry. The powerful thing about the priest is that before he washed his hands at the laver of washing, we are told that he would do it before he offered the sacrifice of the sinner and after he offered the sacrifice, just before he entered into the holy place. And it's powerful because Christ, before he was given as a sacrifice for us, which is what the sacrifice is represented, he purified himself by water. Not that he needed purification, but he was following the example of the Old Testament priest, and he was laying an example for us in that we should follow in his footsteps to be baptized, we needing purification while he did not. And so, friends, after he gave his life as a living sacrifice for us, then, friends, he ascended. You remember, so he was baptized, then he gave his life as a sacrifice for us, and then he ascended on high, and the very symbol that he had entered into the sanctuary in heaven was that the Spirit was outpoured on the day of Pentecost. So as the Spirit was outpoured, it was a sign to the disciples that Jesus had now begun his work as high priest. And you could read this in the book of Acts chapter 2 as Peter gives the message. He says that these things that you are seeing here today in light of the Holy Spirit's moving is a sign to us that now Christ has ascended to the right hand of God. And we see exactly where that is. It is in the sanctuary that Christ has gone in heaven. Now, from that time all the way to 1844, from the time of Christ's ascension in AD 31, shortly after his crucifixion in AD 31, he was resurrected just a few days after his death, and then he ascended on high. And when he ascended on high, he ascended to the heavenly sanctuary, to the holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Once he ascended there, he would remain in the holy place of the heavenly sanctuary all the way until 1844, when he would make his final transition to the final compartment of the sanctuary, the most holy place. So where was Jesus before he got to the most holy place in 1844? He was in the holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. And so, friends, as we look at this, we're realizing, wow, that was the time period that the papacy was ruling, right? Because from AD 31 all the way to AD 1844, the time of the Great Disappointment, that encompasses the time of the papal reign, of papal supremacy, which began in 538 AD, and went all the way to 1798 AD. And so that was in the time between AD 31, the time that Christ was crucified, and 1844, the time when he transitioned to the most holy place. And so in light of that, the papacy would rise at that time. It would gain supremacy in the year 538 during that time, and it would do its baleful work of misrepresenting God's character, his reputation, for the space of 1,260 years. But not only would it blaspheme God's name, it would also set up a system, a counterfeit worship system on earth, counterfeit, with counterfeit priests, with counterfeit temples or buildings that it would build, basilicas, for the false worship that it would have in those basilicas, temple systems that would misrepresent the priestly work of Christ, and not just misrepresent it, but turn people away from the work that Christ was doing in the holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. So this is how the papacy would seek to blaspheme the very, not just name of God, but the entire temple system of heaven, by setting up a counterfeit temple system on earth with priests who the papacy claims to give the right to forgive sins. So friends, as we continue now, it not only says that, but concerning Revelation 13, it also says in verse 6,
he would not only blaspheme against God, he would not only blaspheme his name, he would also blaspheme his tabernacle. And then it says he would blaspheme.
Is where? In heavenly places. Hence the next part says, and made us sit together in heavenly places. How? In the one who represents us. So as Christ has ascended to heaven, it's almost as if the Bible is pointing out the reality that because he represents us, it gives the understanding that we are also there. But we're not there literally, but in him, meaning with him as our representative. We dwell there in him. We dwell with Christ in heavenly places. This is one of the reasons it tells us in the book Early Writings that as Christ was moving from the holy place to the most holy place, it says that there were those who rose up and followed him. In vision, she saw that there were people who rose up, who caught the light, that there was about to be a transition in 1844. Those who were studying during the holy place phase of Christ's work, and they went with him. It says they went with him, and as he came to the place of the most holy, he waved his hand back, and he says, wait here for a little while, and I will come back, and I will get you. So in other words, he's telling them, wait for a little while because there's a work that I am going to do in this place that will prepare the way for me to come back and to get you. I'm going to see if I could find that for us. All right? It's in Early Writings, chapter 10. The title of the chapter is End of the 2300 Days. I saw a throne, and on it sat the Father and the Son. I gazed on Jesus' countenance and admired his lovely person. Then it says, person I could not behold, for a glorious light covered him. I asked Jesus if his Father had a form like himself. He said he had, but I could not behold it. For, said he, if you should once behold the glory of his person, you would cease to exist. Before the throne I saw the Advent people, the church, and the world. I saw two companies. One bowed down, here it is, before the throne, deeply interested, while the other stood uninterested and careless. Those who were bowed before the throne would offer up their prayers and look to Jesus. Then he would look to his Father and appear to be pleading with him. Now, I want you to notice this. Where are they? Where are they? Where are the Father and the Son and the saints at this time? It says, a light would come from the Father to the Son and from the Son to the praying company. Then I saw an exceeding bright light come from the Father to the Son, and from the Son it waved over the people before the throne.
Where's the throne? Where's the throne and where's Jesus? It says, but few would receive this great light. Many came out from under it and immediately resisted it. Remember, the context here is just, it's coming to the end of the 2300 years. That should give us a hint where we are. It says, many came out from under it and immediately resisted it. Others were careless and did not cherish the light. In other words, there was some truth coming to the people, but there were many who were refusing that truth. Some cherished it and went and bowed down with a little praying company. This company all received the light and rejoiced in it, and their countenances shone with its glory. Now look at what happens to the Father, to the Son, and to this company. In the next part I'm going to read, I saw the Father rise from the throne and in a flaming chariot go into the holy of holies within the veil. That's the most holy place, and sit down. So friends, where was the Father before? He was on a throne. He just got up from it and he went to the holy of holies. This can only mean, friends, that the Father must be in the compartment just before the holy of holies. That is the holy place. So the Father, the Son, and those who were willing to receive the light that God was giving, that there was a transition coming, they were all in the holy place. But then there came a point, because what was coming? The end of the 2300-year prophecy. In other words, a transition was going to take place to the most holy place. Hence, the Father got up and went into the Holy of Holies. Now look at what happens to Jesus. Then Jesus rose up from the throne, and the most of those who were bowed down arose with him because they were receiving the light. I did not see one ray of light pass from Jesus to the careless multitude, however, who had rejected the light after he arose, and they were left in perfect darkness. Do you see what just happened? So the idea is the light that was coming and that some received and some rejected was the light or the truth that God and Christ were about to make a transition. 1844 was coming. A transition was about to take place. What was the transition? And this is the light. The transition, the light that waved over the people from the Father to Jesus to the people, was that Christ was about to make his transition into the final compartment of the sanctuary. And basically, God was giving a call. Will you follow us into that place? And only those who received the light and bowed down and were in deep prayer, they are the ones who followed Jesus. It says, then Jesus arose from the throne, and the most of those who were bowed down arose with him. I did not see one ray of light pass from Jesus to the careless multitude after he arose, and they were left in perfect darkness. Those who arose when Jesus did kept their eyes fixed on him as he left the throne and led them out a little way. Do you see what's happening here? So in other words, the saints were always with Christ where he was. That's why they are being typified as following Jesus. They are with Jesus. Ellen White is seeing them with Christ in this heavenly place, just as we read in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. Hence it says, in a very spiritual sense, we are with Christ, even though we aren't with him. We are in heaven, even though we aren't there. How? By faith. How? Because in heaven, there is a man that represents us. Humanity now dwells in heavenly places. How? In Christ. We dwell there, even though we're not there. I hope that makes sense, friends. And so hence, these people were praying to Jesus while he was in the most holy place, praying to God, pleading with him, spending time in prayer, receiving the light. In other words, what does that mean that they were following him? They were students of the word. They had received the light that there was a transition soon to be made, and they were with Christ and his Father while they were in the holy place in a very spiritual sense. That's how this representation is now being given to Sister White. But when the Father and the Son rise up to go now, the Father goes ahead, and then Jesus gets up to go, and those who are with him in heavenly places rise to go with him, right? In other words, that's those on earth who are steadily tracking the layout of the sanctuary.
they're realizing that a transition is coming, and they're moving with God as they're studying the word and being guided by the Spirit. So what happens? Those who arose when Jesus did kept their eyes fixed on him as he left the throne and led them out a little way. Then he raised his right arm, and we heard his lovely voice saying, "Wait here. I am going to my Father to receive the kingdom. Keep your garments spotless, and in a little while I will return from the wedding and receive you to myself." And friends, that's shortly after probation closes, right? Because the time when Jesus receives the kingdom is when the kingdom is made up. And when is the kingdom of God made up? It's made up when everyone has finally made their choice. And the probationary history of this world closes. In other words, no one else will make a decision for or against salvation. Everyone has finally made their choice. So this illustrates that when we read in Revelation, and I'll finish it out. It says, "Then a cloudy chariot with wheels like a flaming fire, surrounded by angels, came to where Jesus was. He stepped into the chariot and was borne to the holiest, where the Father sat." So you see, the transition has come. Now we're at 1844. He's making the transition. "There I beheld Jesus, a great high priest, standing before the Father. On the hem of his garment, just like the high priest of old, was a bell and a pomegranate." A bell and a pomegranate. "Those who rose up with Jesus would send up their face to him in the holiest and pray, 'My Father, give us thy spirit.' Then Jesus would breathe upon them the Holy Ghost. In that breath was light, power, much love, and peace." All right, then she talks about the multitude that stayed behind. You can read that in Early Writings chapter 10. So do you see what we're reading here when it says in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 6, when it says, "And the papacy would blaspheme them that dwell in heaven"? In other words, it means those who were looking to where Christ is and they were acutely aware, this is where Jesus is at this time. They were receiving the light of truth and following where the Spirit led. But right now we're talking about, whereas in early writings, I gave you that as an example of how people were, Ellen White was seeing people following Jesus in heaven. But they really weren't there. It was a type, it was a symbol, a representation of the people on earth who were receiving the light of truth. And they were following Christ. In the same way, during the time that the papacy blasphemed God, his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven, there were people who were studying so much the word of God. And they knew, okay, these priests are not the intercessors between God and man. There is only one. And so they began to look to heaven, to Jesus, who was their true high priest. And as they looked at him, men like Martin Luther and others pointed the people's eyes back to heaven. They may not have understood much about the sanctuary, but this one thing they did understand, that there is only one mediator between God and man. So they understood to an extent, with the light that they were able to understand, that Jesus was the only high priest. And so as a result of that, they were tracking with Jesus where he was. They were receiving the light. As a result, they were counted as dwellers in heaven, those who dwelt in heaven. Now, what did the papacy do? The papacy blasphemed those who dwell in heaven. Do you know how he did that? He took the very prerogative of God, for this is what blasphemy is. They took the prerogative of God in trying to set up priests to substitute or to take away men's eyes from the true high priest, and they blasphemed the name of God. By here it is, one of the other things, remember the definition of blasphemy is to claim the prerogatives of God. That's what we see in Luke chapter 5, verse 17 onward to 26, with Jesus forgiving the sins of the paralytic. And those people, the leaders who were there, they said, "Who is this that speaks blasphemies? Only God can forgive sins." But remember, Jesus was God. Now, if any other person had claimed to do that, that would be blasphemy. In the same way, another way that Jesus appeared to be doing blasphemy, but he was not, was when he said, "I and my Father are one." The Jews understood that he was claiming equality with God. Now, he is God, so therefore he is equal. But if any other person were to claim that, it would be blasphemy. So blasphemy, the definition of blasphemy is to claim the prerogatives of God. Now, you know there's another definition that falls under that, and that is that definition of blasphemy, which is to claim the prerogatives of God. That is, the Bible tells us that the prerogative of God to do vengeance, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. All right, so I'm going to get that text for you. The Bible says, vengeance is mine. Romans chapter 12 and verse 19. I'm going to read that. It says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 19, here is another prerogative of God. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. You see that? So if you were wronged, somebody intensely wronged you, the Bible is saying, do not avenge yourself. In other words, do not take revenge. That's not talking about justice, but it's talking about do not take revenge. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. Why? For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. You see that? So it is God's prerogative to bring vengeance on another person's enemies. All right? It is not our prerogative. I find it very interesting that during the time of the papal reign, during 538 to 1798, the papacy did not heed these words. They saw their enemy as the true church in the wilderness, those who dwelt in heaven, those who did not believe in confessing their sins to priests, but rather believed in confessing their sins to their only high priest, Jesus Christ. And so those people, as I mentioned, were dwellers in heaven. Their eyes were fixed on where Jesus was, and they followed him in light of following his word. So they were dwelling in Christ in heavenly places in that sense. Now, how did the papacy commit blasphemy? In that, in viewing the true church as its enemy, those who were standing for the word and following the light where Jesus was, in viewing that church as their enemy, do you remember what the papacy did? They took vengeance on their enemies. And they went out and they killed. It is estimated between 50 to 100 million over matters of faith and conscience. And so, friends, the papacy took on the prerogative of God. And you see why now we cannot take on that prerogative? Because the papacy, many of them, yes, in their mind and in their thinking, but many of them, friends, I tell you, there may have been many of them who were like the unconverted Paul, thinking they were doing God a service, not realizing that they were killing the very faithful. That's where Paul was. He had the Pharisaical spirit that the papacy also had. And what did he do? In that Pharisaical spirit, respected by the Sanhedrin, he took vengeance on his enemies, which was the New Testament church. Later, only to find out that that's why you don't take vengeance, because you never know who you're really persecuting. Sometimes he was persecuting, he didn't realize that he was persecuting the very church of God. We are told in Acts of the Apostles that he finally came to the point of realizing that when he finally realized after that Damascus Road experience that he was part of killing the very faithful, such as Stephen, giving permission to others to go out and stone him as they laid their cloaks at his feet. He soon realized, once he realized that, whoa, I was part of giving permission to people to take vengeance on someone who was actually sent of God. Friends, it wrecked him for the rest of his life. He felt indebted to both Stephen and God to now go out and give the message of salvation because of all his evil acts before. And so this is one of the reasons why God says don't take that prerogative of taking vengeance, of taking revenge. We're not talking about justice here. That's a different thing. There are times when justice must be served. Justice must be done. If we see someone being mistreated, if we see someone being taken advantage of course we need to do something, even in times when we are taken advantage of. we may have to step away from another person, the person who's doing that. But we're talking about taking revenge. God says, this is what the papacy did in their Pharisaical spirit. Unbeknownst to them and known to many of them, but they were evil in mind. They were killing the very church of God. This is why it was called blasphemy. In taking on themselves the prerogative of God to do vengeance, they were killing God's servants. And so this is why we have to leave it with the Lord, because there are dynamics which we may not even realize. But in taking it into our own hands, we may do more damage than good. So I pray that this made sense, friends. With that, let's have a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I pray that the things that we've covered this evening made sense. That, Lord, you continue to draw us closer to you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my brother, for bringing us the message tonight and learning about whether or not we take upon ourselves to harm God's people. So we just thank God for this message, brothers and sisters, because we learn that we don't go take vengeance upon ourselves, but we leave that to God. So I want to thank Brother Akeem for bringing us this message tonight. May God bless you and keep you, Brother Akeem, as you bring these messages week after week to brothers and sisters and warning us about the Word of God. So thank you. God bless you. And I just want to say thanks to the people that's all around the country, the Netherlands, the Japan, the Canada. Brothers and sisters, we got quite a few countries, other countries on the prayer line listening. So we ask that you keep them in prayer while they are here, because you see, the Bible is true. He said the gospel must go out through the world. And now you got people joining the line like Evan, like ministry. And it's a blessing to know that God has worked this prayer line out, that not only we can take advantage of his word, but others around the world. So we pray for one another. And we want to ask the brothers and sisters, if there's anyone that have a question for Brother Akeem, we would like you to take yourself off the host queue and press 1 again. If anyone that has a question, we do allow people to talk at the end. If you have a question for the brother, we can open your line. And by God's grace, that you will get your answer to all of your questions. Amen? But first of all, we just want to thank you once again for joining us tonight and listening to the Word of God, because we've been on this prayer line to represent God's Word and to offer prayers for brothers and sisters that in need. So we just thank you for joining us. Amen. So there's no one that pressed 1, so we're just going to tell our brothers and sisters, God bless you and may keep you and watch over you, take care of you especially, and as we are preparing for his soon return. So brothers and sisters, may God give us a peaceful rest tonight, and God bless all. We're going to end with this song. Thank you very much.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, his child and forever.
for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed.